Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Thank you.
tena Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The last evening left Srimati Radharani wondering when will I meet that Lord of my heart. You remember she had carried Krishna from the frightening thunderstorm into a beautiful pastime where they married and played married and walked through the forest where Krishna took her 1,000-petaled lotus and dove in the Jamuna and she took his flute. In the midst, when she just wanted to decorate Krishna's beautiful form with flower ornaments, Krishna turned back into a small little boy whom she could not relate to, except for in a motherly way. But there was a mystical voice, and it had said, So Chammakuru Kalayani Brindaranya Manohare Manorataste bhavita Shri Krishna Mahatmana, O beautiful one, don't lament. In beautiful Vrindavan's forest, your desire to enjoy with Shri Krishna will soon be fulfilled. Srimati Radharani lived in a place called Vasana. She could see from her window the palace of Nanda Maharaj and knew Krishna was in that palace growing up. And she always longed to see Krishna. Once, her two friends Lalita and Vishakha, who knew the feelings of her heart, came to Radha and said, Come, come, quick to the window. There, the son of Nanda Maharaj is passing with his cows, coming from the west. Come and see your beloved. And Radha had gone to the window and looked down. For that little moment where she was able to look, Krishna's eyes looked in her direction. And when Krishna looked into her eyes, Radharani could not keep standing at the window. She fainted and came down on the ground. When she woke up, Krishna was gone. But for that little moment when the eyes of the divine couple met, Krishna decided, I will meet Radharani. From that day, Radharani was half mad with her desire to meet Krishna, but the meeting was not to come about. One day, she approached her friend Vishakha, who was a good painter, and said, I can't tolerate the absence of Krishna. Can you paint a picture of him? then I can look for him. So Lalita and Vishakha sat down and accomplished the task, and from that day on, Vrishabhanu's beautiful daughter Radha was always seen gazing at that picture where Krishna was displayed, beautiful like a dark monsoon cloud and dressed in yellow garments, dancing in the Bandiravana forest. So every day Lalita and Vishakha did not know what to do with Radha. Another day they again said, "Look, look, finally your lover is passing by the window." And again Radha went to the window, saw Krishna and fainted. Lalita said, "Radha, why are you always becoming unconscious, O beautiful-eyed-browed one? If you wish to attain Krishna, then give all your love for him freely. O beautiful one, even now that you have found that person that brings all happiness to the world, your heart still burns like the fire in a potter's kiln. My dear devotees, who are learned in the science of everything, you must know that the temperature inside a potter's kiln, that's his burning oven, reaches 2000 degrees Fahrenheit, causing practically anything placed inside to instantly burst into flames." Thus, it was Lalita's service to somehow bring that fever of 2000 degree Fahrenheit in Radha's heart down. Radharani said to Lalita, "If I cannot attain Krishna's feet, which now decorate this land of Braj, I will not be able to keep my body alive. It's so hot. My dear devotees, please remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is a stone 4 meters times two meters in Alananad, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once fell on, and his body was so hot, feeling the separation from Krishna, that he melted the stone, so that even today there are little indents, little valleys, little holes in the stone where the water accumulates when it rains. My dear devotees, can you imagine how hot your body must be to melt stone? Very hot. Too much hot. Too much hot." So Radha said, "If my body is always so hot, feeling the fire of separation from Krishna, everything will burn." So when Lalita heard this, that Radha was so much suffering inside, in the absence of Krishna, she decided something must be done. She took things in her own hands, and she went to look for Krishna. And there, on the beautiful shore of the Yamuna, she saw Krishna. Krishna was all alone under a kadamba tree in a solitary place. There was a network of flowering madhavi vines around him, filled with sweet sounds of small birds and the bees. Why was Krishna alone? He was usually with his cows or with his cowherd boyfriends. Lalita decided to speak immediately the truth. She said, "My dear Kanaya," Krishna looked up. He was deep in thought. "My dear Kanaya, listen to my words. Since the day she first saw your beautiful form, Radha has become stunned. She is like a motionless puppet and does not even speak. Everything has become tasteless for her and even threatening. Her beautiful ornaments, which are the desire of every woman to wear such ornaments, for her have become like burning suns. Her clothing, which is so beautiful, seems to her showering sparks on her. She sees her beautiful sweet perfumes as bitter and burning. And when she is in the palace, her most beautiful palace, she thinks she is in a wilderness. When she looks up to the moon, she thinks the moon is a pot of poison, because the moon reminds her of your beautiful moon-like face. Oh, please, Krishna, give Radha the sight of you, a sight that will easily destroy her sufferings. Krishna, you see everything. You know everything in this world. You are the one who creates, protects, and destroys the universe. O Supreme Lord, although you are equal to all, you actually worship your devotees. Why do you remain indifferent to Radha? Why are you so neutral and don't run to the help of Srimati Radharani, who is about to die in the flames of separation from you? Krishna, take heart. We hear from Shastra that you care for each one of your devotees. Why don't you care for Radha?" Then Krishna heard Lalita's words. He spoke with a voice deep as thunder. "Oh, beautiful girl, please know, we both, Radha and myself, feel this love for each other in our hearts. Oh, noble girl, it is not that only one of us feels it. It is completely natural that Radha loves me. In this world, there's nothing equal to the love she bears for me. Very soon, the desire which she felt in the Bandiravana forest when we played together will be fulfilled. Saintly devotees take shelter of pure, unalloyed love for me. Those saintly devotees know that love for me is beyond the touch of matter. Know that the pure devotees who see no difference between Sri Radha and myself, Sri Krishna, attain my spiritual abode, which is pure as the whitest milk. My dear devotees, listen to Krishna's words. Understand that there in Krishna's eyes is no difference between Radha and himself." And Krishna continues, "Fools who see the slightest difference between Sri Radha and myself fall into the net of time. They are tortured for as long as the sun and moon exist." Lalita was very happy when Krishna said he also loved Krishna. No, Radha. Do you know when someone loves another person and is not sure, does the other person respond in kind? If you tell that lover who's insecure about her love and if it is received and responded, if you tell that lover, oh, the other person whom you love told me he loves only you, that's the greatest and most happy news for the lover. But how would Radha meet Krishna? Radharani has many friends, and one is called Chandranana. Please say this name. Chandranana. Yes. She's the best of the knowers of religion. And she was asked by Srimati Radhika to come to her. And Radha asked Chandranana, oh Chandranana, can you give me instructions how to obtain Krishna? And Chandranana said, oh beautiful Radha, there's only one way you can obtain Krishna. You must worship Krishna's dear devotees. And of all the devotees, there's one devotee who's specially dear to Krishna. Krishna does not accept any foodstuffs if this devotee is not there. Do you know who this devotee is? Tulasi Devi, you know everything. Chandranana continued, oh Radha, service to Tulasi gives the greatest piety, the greatest fortune, and the greatest benediction. Serve Tulasi in 9 ways. Gaze at her, touch her, remember her, glorify her, bow down to her, offer prayers to her, plant Tulasi, water her and worship her. Srimati Radharani was delighted. Soon she had a round Tulasi temple constructed, which had beautiful walls of gold and rubies, diamonds and pearls. This temple was decorated with the best of Chintamani gems. It had arched gateways, golden flags and golden awnings. It stood in the middle of a Ketaki forest. Every day, month after month, Radharani went there with her soft lotus feet into that forest of the Ketaki and sprinkled Tulasi with milk, sugar cane juice, grape juice, mango juice, panchamrita, and many kinds of sweet and cool juice. Then finally, in the month of April, May, Vaishakha, she ended her vow by feeding 200,000 brahmanas with a great feast of 56 preparations. Oh, my dear devotees, why were we not amongst these 200,000 brahmanas and ate a feast personally prepared and served by Sri Radhika? I tell you, because we don't want to be served by Radha. We want to serve Radharani. That's our vow. Then Radharani gave dakshin to these best of greedy brahmanas. by giving away 100,000 splendid large pearls, many costly garments and ornaments. Finally, because she was so satisfied with serving Tulsi, she gave 10 million bharas of gold to Gaga Muni, the teacher of Chandranana. One bara is nearly 10 kgs. So, my God, 10 million times 10 kgs. That's already too much for me to think. That's 100 million, isn't it? 10 times 10? Yes, 100 million kgs of gold. But do not doubt even for a moment if Radharani had so much gold. She is the original goddess of fortune. No problem. Now, when the demigods had seen this great sacrifice, they became very pleased. They sounded their drums, the apsaras danced, and they showered flowers down. All of a sudden, my dear devotees, in the midst of this festival of dancing and completing a vow, there was a divine effulgence manifested, and then situated on a glorious throne. Beautiful forearm Tulasi came down and appeared. She had a gold crown and earrings which were glittering with gold. Radharani couldn't believe her eyes. Tulsi had manifested in a personal forearm form. She had come down riding on a throne from the sky and embraced and kissed Radha, whose snake-like braids were covered with a yellow cloth, the color of Krishna's Pitambara. And Tulsi explained, "O daughter of Kalavati, I am so pleased with you. I am eternally conquered by your loving devotion. O beautiful one, you very carefully followed this vow, as if you were an ordinary human being. Know that the desire that fills your heart, mind, intelligence and senses will be attained by my blessings. Don't worry, Lord Krishna will be kind to you. You are very, very fortunate." Srimati Radharani very humbly folded her hands, bowed down to Tulasi Devi and begged, "O Tulasi Devi, may I have unalloyed devotion for Lord Krishna's lotus feet." My dear devotees, please say this. "O Tulasi Devi, may I have unalloyed devotion for Lord Krishna's lotus feet." Tulsi smiled and said, "So be it." Then Krishna's beloved, Srimati Tulasi Devi, disappeared, and Radharani went home, happy at heart. O dear devotees, anyone who hears this wonderful story of Sri Radha attains first the three goals of material life, and then finally the supreme spiritual goal of life. Krishna came to know of the austerities of Srimati Radharani. His heart was yearning to meet Radha. But as he said, he doesn't immediately show himself to his devotees. He wants to bring the love of his devotees to a higher state and therefore remains absent. My dear devotees, you will tomorrow hear how Krishna remained absent from Radharani while at the same time visiting her because he wanted to see Radha's love. You will hear how Krishna does the impossible to remain absent and at the same time present in Radha's life. You will hear actually with your own ears how Krishna, desiring to illuminate the glories of Radharani and show these glories of the love of Radha to the whole world, acted outwardly as if he wanted to test Radha's love. You will hear something which your mind cannot think. Therefore, don't try to even think how Krishna did it. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please everyone sing Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radhe Re Si La Re Re Si La Re Re Si La Re Hare Krishna, I want to sincerely congratulate you for your second day. It is now completed. Please give yourself a little rest, a little walk in the nature, maybe a long walk with Krishna. You have so many impressions in you. There's a lot of processing maybe necessary. Rest sufficiently. You know, tomorrow the program, but it would be good if you are there at 7:15 for the deity greeting and for afterwards the morning class by His Holiness Prahladananda Maharaj. Tomorrow is Thursday. It's the day before our 64 rounds day. It's a very important preparation. We will be again not be shy to work and go into the depths, but it will be easier. I always have the difficult parts in the beginning when the energy is so fresh, but when I need, but when it's seen that the old something happens inside and old patterns go away to make room for new habits and new insights and new realizations, then it's much, much easier. And I believe today was a very important day, this being present, and I must really congratulate you. I know it's not easy because in such a short time we try to achieve so much, but you really, I felt when you were chanting, you were there. I'm referring to the time before the walking meditation, which was just something to help us to come to this, you know, moment where we just go back from everything and collect ourselves and be present to the chanting of the holy name. That is really what we exercise. I can guarantee you, if you do this little thing to just stop everything you do and become real, that means go to your identity as a servant of Krishna, just chant His holy name. If you do this for half a year, your whole life will look different. You will make a breakthrough, and soon we will have to give every one of you, I don't know, I wanted to say sannyas, but that's maybe not the desired. Some of you might look in another direction. But also you will have a good Grihastha ashram, which is very spiritual. So, Hare Krishna, I don't want to hold you up. We will see each other in the morning program and then for the exercise of the day. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gauri Dai ki, Gauru Premanandi Hari Hari Bo, Krishna. Satchidananda Maharaj ki.